Hey guys, welcome to Unleash Plus, Going Deeper. And I just want to say how glad that I am that you have chosen to go ahead and do this. It just kind of lets me know that you want more. And that's exactly what these episodes and the questions are going to be designed to do. So this is for episode one, and it's called Eyes in the Dark. And this is geared for the men who want more, those who want to become, you know, God's mighty men, those who want to make a difference in our homes, in our relationship with God and others, and who want to see this next generation discipled. So, you know, is it important to be discipled? I mean, Jesus thought so. You know, in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, he instructs us to, you know, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. But before we can start changing the world, we have to first understand who we really are. In Unleashed episode number one, Eyes in the Dark, I talk about the three most important words that I can give you. And if you listen to the episode, which is hopefully you did, and that's why you're doing these questions, those words were identity, identity, and identity. This is the most foundational concept you have to understand once you become a believer. So where does our good enough come from? Let's look at Romans 3:22, and I want to encourage you guys to get your Bibles out and go along with me. You know, sometimes I'll use the NASB, sometimes the NAB, or ESV, sometimes the MSG, whatever. But I'll try to clarify most of those. But I want you to go ahead and read along. This is Romans 3:22. It says, "This righteousness from God comes through faith in Christ Jesus to all who believe." Let me say that again. And what I want you to do is I want you to read this out loud with me, if you would. It says, "This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." So once you guys have maybe read that together, maybe you all have the same version there, you can look at this. I want to go ahead and unpack the questions. So question number one, and when I get done with each question, just kind of pause it, and then you can go on after you've answered the questions. So number one is, what is righteousness? What is righteousness? Number two, where does that righteousness, which is my good enough, come from? Does it come from me and what I do, or does it come from God? How so? Question number three. That verse says that faith in Jesus is good for all who believe. Do you struggle with believing that all really means all? Why is that? Number four. Ephesians 1:13 and 14 says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory." If you could really grasp the power of understanding that Christ is in you as a believer, how might that change your life? Give some examples. Number five. Men tend to try and get their identity, they're good enough, from how they perform and from what other people think about them. We tend to try and find our identity through our job, from women, our kids, co-workers, other men, money, how we look, our education, maybe your job title. You know, the first thing that a man says to another man after he meets him for the first time is typically, "What do you do?" So in trying to understand who you really are, where do you find yourself most tempted to try and get your identity from, and why? Okay, we're going to end with this. We're going to have the big five questions every week. And I'm always going to give you an ending with a verse. I want you to kind of take a really good look at and unpack. And after session number one, Eyes in the Dark, we're going to go back to Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 through 21 out of the Message paraphrase. These are Paul's words when he's talking. Remember, Paul was a lawman's lawman. He was all about works. But then God gets a hold of this man, as you know. He says, "I tried keeping rules and working my head off to please God, and it didn't work. So I quit being a lawman so that I could be God's man. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it." Now listen to this. I identified myself completely with Him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion. And I am no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. And then he ends with, I'm not going to go back on that. Is it not clear to you that to go back to that old rule-keeping, peer-pleasing religion would be an abandonment of everything personal and free in my relationship with God? And then he says, I refuse to do that, to repudiate God's grace. If a living relationship with God could come by rule-keeping, then Christ died unnecessarily. Guys, if you truly want to be free, you have to understand identity. Identity, identity, identity. And that's what creates unleashed men.